Barnsley lamb chop with mashed potatoes, vegetables and minted gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got a homemade steak and Stilton pie with chips and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got a beer battered cod and chips. It's Beachy Head beer battered cod and chips. Then we've got a char grilled gammon steak with eggs and chips. And then we've got a smoked sea bass salad, which comes with fennel, olives and feta cheese with a lime and coriander dressing.
Oh, en dat zijn nog helemaal de specials, want dat is natuurlijk ook een menu hier, de Tiger Inn, waaruit wij kunnen kiezen. En dan is het nog maar de lunch. Ja, er is helemaal te kiezen hier in de Tiger Inn. Wij zijn erg groen, jullie ook?
Ja, dat is baie groen.
Ja, ja. Oké. Okay. So. Yes. We zijn nog altijd in de Tiger Inn. There's a lot of food on at lunchtime here. Mm. A lot of people are enjoying it.
Yes.
What can we have you heard
can
a lot
say
of
about the food?
Yeah.
Well, interestingly, there is quite a lot of choice. You're correct, but ironically, I've reduced the menu because it's summer trade. And sitting here today, you guys will sit with a bit of a smile because the English summer, well, we haven't seen very much of it yet. But, you know, because ordinarily when the sun is shining, we not only have this entire pub full, we have every table outside full, and we have up to 300 people because they sit on the lovely green and enjoy their ploughmans and so on as well. So the food ethic here that I employ is that absolutely everything on the menu is freshly prepared on the day, and it's used it's prepared using local ingredients as much as possible. So for instance, you know, we've got the beer battered cod. The cod we get off a fishmonger who is very close to here, about 6 kilometers away. And they use small fishing boats rather than the bigger ones, and it means that cod, which is a delicious fleshy fish, which in some parts of England actually is very scarce and is very expensive to get, we get it at a very good price, and we get it fresh every day. And that makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. You know, and similarly, we use our own beer from our own brewery in the batter, which makes it nice and fluffy and light, you know. And in addition to that, I don't know if Charlie mentioned to you earlier, we have this wonderful Georgian garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. About, you know, where the cottages are, about 100 metres away, which we are now producing some of our own produce. Yes.
Onions, I thought.
Yeah. Onions and onion and potatoes, carrots, every conceivable thing. And in fact, I'm very lucky here as well, because in January I appointed a new head chef, a man called Gary Fisher, who was the head chef at fairly famous, I don't know if your listeners will know this one, but a restaurant called The Hungry Monk. The Hungry Monk was around for over 40 years, and they were most famous for being apparently the inventors of banoffee pie, a famous English pudding. But Gary was there as the head chef for 16 and a half years, and when they sadly closed their doors back in January, I appointed Gary as my head chef. So he can certainly cook, but we're not about haute cuisine or fine dining. The food you see, yeah, the food here is good, real honest-to-goodness pub food. It's got his spin on it, you know, the ingredients and the special sauces and things, because he knows he's got a passion for food and he knows how to do that. So it works very well.
It's all passionable here, I think.
A lot of passion. Absolutely. You know, and it's one of my measures in terms of who I appoint to work on my team. If you don't have the passion and drive and love for the product, then you know that you're not someone that I necessarily want on the team. So all of the boys and girls here, you'll notice, you know, that they are really sunny people. You know, they have a lovely smile when they greet you, and they really want to be here rather than a lot of the youngsters these days. And let's face it, a lot of your staff in a pub, usually younger people, you know, they're just doing the job because they have to, you know. Yeah, and for a bit of money, you know. But these guys, you know, sure, I pay them well, but they, you know, they love to be here and interact with all of the people and this atmosphere.
Nou, dat is hartstikke leuk hier, dat hoort u al, de Tiger Inn. En de eigenaar is spreekt ook Zuid-Afrikaans. Ze heeft het al even mogen beluisteren. Dus we moeten opletten wat we zeggen. We kunnen niet alles vertellen nu, maar we gaan zo meteen lunchen en we gaan kijken. In de vorige uitzending hebt u gehoord dat er ook in deze inn, behalve een pub, dat je ook een aantal kamers hebt.
Ja.
Hoeveel heb je er?
Ik is Afrikaans. So, ik is een boer, ze willen mij kennen in Zuid-Afrika. Mijn fan is Pinaar. Dat is nou echt Afrikaanse fan. So, het is eindelijk ironisch dat ik hier in een Engelse land zit. Maar ik is baie gelukkig hier in hierdie mooie East Dean. Het is toch prachtig hier zo. En ik en mijn vrouw woon nu 7 jaar lang hier. Zij is ook, sy was in Johannesburg geboren, maar eindelijk een Engelse meisje, want zij was een babiekie toe haar ouders haar hier naartoe gebring het. Sy help ook baie keer hier so in die Tiger Inn, wanneer ons baie besig raak, maar sy werk hier so van ons, vanuit ons cottage hier so, ons wonderlijke plek hier, sy het haar eie besigheid, so sy doen dit ook uit liefde. Soos baie van my werkers hier so, hulle moet die plek lief hê, anders kry hulle nie die werk nie. En het is toch een prachtige plek.
U hebt enkele kamers waar mensen kunnen logeren. Hoeveel? How many rooms do you
have? Ons het, zal ik in Engels? let's stick, I think, maybe with the English, because maybe the majority will understand and I can probably convey the message most aptly. We, at the Tiger, I have 5 bed and breakfast rooms. 4 of them are doubles and I have 1 twin, which has 2 single beds. Very popular. I mean, extremely popular. We have had these rooms for nearly 3 years now, and we have had a 4-star English Tourism Award. So it's high standard, but the main message that comes through is not only the fact that the accommodation is of high standard, but the atmosphere shines through the whole place. Some of the rooms, because this is a Grade 2 listed building, still retain a lot of the original beams and features, and the views are spectacular. You know, some of the rooms you will see views of the South Downs, and you can look out across the green, seeing people enjoying themselves on a sunny summer's day, or indeed the snow in the winter. I mean, Christmas last year we were fully booked, every room. Many people enjoy the atmosphere so much here at Christmas, they prefer to be here rather than at home.
Ja. Ik begrijp dat u altijd geopend bent het hele jaar door, zelfs met Kerstmis. Ja. Nu zijn we hier, is het zomer, het is redelijk mooi weer.
Ja, ja.
En we zijn te gast in de Tiger Inn. People who want to know more about Tiger Inn, you have a website.
We have a website, our URL is www.beachyhead, that's beach as in the one you go and see the seaside, beachyhead .org.uk. That is actually the website for the whole estate, so you will find details of the pub within that site, which includes my accommodation. It also includes details of 8 fabulous holiday cottages, 8 self-catering cottages, in fact, which also are part of the estate, which are less than 100 meters away from the pub. I've actually recently introduced breakfast for these people who are staying there if they want to come to the pub and have breakfast, as well as to the village, and a lot of the villagers now make it a regular thing at weekends to come here for our nice breakfast. Lazy English people, I'm only joking, but it's a good breakfast. And so details are on there, you can book online, and obviously there are telephone numbers on the website as well if you have any inquiries. For example, we are dog friendly in the pub, but we cannot have dogs in the rooms. However, on the holiday cottage site, we welcome dogs. There's a small surcharge because the cleaning, of course, is a little bit more. And children. We welcome children in the pub as well. We're very family-friendly.
Zijn erg kindvriendelijk, ook families met kinderen zijn welkom. Wij zijn ook welkom, we gaan zo meteen kijken wat we gaan lunchen. Hartelijk dank dat u ons hebt willen ontvangen en we komen zeker nog een keer terug.
Ah, signorita, dank je wel.